because today is going to be one of the longest days of the portfolio committee. We've got three entities that we must deal with, and I hope we are up to the task. Let me welcome the brand new chairperson of SANRAL and say we are welcoming you in the ambit and in the home of transport. We are looking forward to your visionary leadership, which will be able to take SANRAL to the highest heights. Obviously, you are aware of the issues that we, as the portfolio committee, has been seized with in trying to make sure that SANRAL becomes one entity which actually can not only take South Africa forward, but make sure that it becomes the leader in road infrastructure development in Africa, because that is, this is what Africa is looking forward to. And we believe that in your leadership as a board chairperson, we definitely can be able to achieve that. Mr. Matozoma and your team, we've been looking forward to seeing you. We thought that we'll call you to come and just give us a short brief on the Horizon 2030, but time will come when we will be able to engage with that. Having read it, it just needs somebody internal who's operational, who can be able to really explain it thoroughly to us as laypersons, so that we are able to understand it. But from what one has been engaged with, it looks like a very good vision. You are all welcomed, and we're hoping that we are going to be businesslike. For the sake of the chairperson of SANRAL board, at the extreme, and we've got Honorable Sheila Xeko as the member of this portfolio committee. Next to Honorable Xeko, we've got Honorable Humsinga.
Good morning, everybody.
Next to Honorable Humsinga, we've got Honorable De Freitas.
Morning.
Next to Honorable De Freitas, we've got Honorable Sibande.
Morning.
Next to Honorable Sibande, we've got Honorable Siabi.
Morning, everybody.
And then we've got Honorable Ramatlakana.
Morning.
And I'm Dikeledi Magadzi. These are the honorable members who are serving in this portfolio committee. Honorable Mpanza is not here. And Honorable Shelembe is also not here. And Honorable Sitole both have not, probably they will arrive during the course of the day, but Honorable Mpanza is held up. We hope that he will be joining us sometimes either tomorrow or day after tomorrow. So this is us. Behind there is the parliamentary staff who are working with this portfolio committee. You call them company secretaries, we call them secretaries to the committee. They are doing almost one and the same thing, Valerie Carrell said. Cindy, if you can raise your hand. Dr. Ngezi, Advocate Alma, can't see the others. You just raise your hand, we saw you up to the end. Yeah, those are the members of the portfolio committee. You are welcomed. We are dealing with the budget review and recommendation reports. which will be presented in Parliament. We have interacted with the Auditor General of South Africa, who indicated the challenges that you are having to us. And we believe that, personally, let me not say from the Portfolio Committee, let me say my personal view is that for as long as the legislation that deals with the e-tolls has not changed, you will still be having this kind of a situation going forward, and we need to look at what can we do as speedily as is possible, because it's holding you back to can be able to expand in terms of investment into the road infrastructure. But I want to say outright, on behalf of the Portfolio Committee this time, that thank you for dealing with the Moloto Road. It's been a pain in all of us minds and everything, at least for almost, it's almost 2 years. We haven't had major fatalities on that road, and I hope with the expansion and it looks very modern. I've been on that road. It's now a real modern road. How I wish it can really continue up until you join Ladenburg, probably on the R37. It will be very exciting to see those type of things happening. But we really, from the Portfolio Committee, want to say, you're doing well on that strip of road. I know it has had challenges of the communities and what have you, but you hanged in there. We're starting to see the investment yielding some bit of fruits, and this is what we hope to see through and through. On that note, we're going to request the chairperson of the board to do some introductory remarks, and then the presentation will be made to the Portfolio Committee. We're looking forward and to hearing it, and once the presentation has been finished, the honorable members will engage with what has been presented to them. On that note, Mr. Mhambi, did I say it right? Okay. You're welcome. The time is yours.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. And our gratitude as well to the Honorable Members for inviting us here today, and indeed giving us the opportunity to share with the members our integrated report for the year 2018. As the Honorable Chair has indicated, one is extremely fresh in this particular space. And indeed, from the time of our arrival, starting on the 1st of September this year, we have been, as the new board, trying very much to apprise ourselves with regards to where SANRAL is, and indeed the plans that our forebears have made in relation to this organization. And indeed, we've also been analyzing it against government's policy pronouncements in relation to infrastructure and specifically roads. So what one is trying to say, Honorable Chair, is that we've really been on a learning mission thus far. But what we have discovered from where we are sitting as a governance structure is that we've got a management that has indeed been extremely responsive to the mandate of this organization. And the attestation to that fact lies in the very integrated report that we are here to present today. And as the Honorable Chair has indicated, there is of course the ongoing matter of e-tolls, which remains a major challenge both for SANRAL and the nation as a whole. But I am glad to say that the Department of Transport, together with SANRAL, as well as National Treasury, and under the leadership of the relevant ministers in finance and transport, working together with the president, have really been addressing this matter quite aggressively. And indeed, we're at a point where there are a number of options that have been put on the table and that are under consideration. And therefore, we live in hope that this matter will finally be resolved in a manner that will ensure that SANRAL becomes solid financially, because outside of that, SANRAL is in very, very good health. We have also noted some of the comments by the Auditor General in relation to the performance of the organization, and we are happy that on the whole the organization is doing very, very well. But there are some areas where indeed we believe we can do better. But what made us very happy as the new board is that in our consideration of the incentive scheme of the organization and its implementation, we found that the CEO had already penalized the organization in relation to those areas where it has not performed in the manner that was expected as far as the audit is concerned. And therefore, we see the beginnings of consequence management there, and we intend supporting the CEO very, very strongly in ensuring that this continues and we indeed take the organization to another level. We've also started some engagements with National Treasury in the person of the Chief Procurement Officer, with a view to clarifying some of the matters that have held SANRAL back in terms of implementing some of its projects. But we're also trying to clean up irregular expenditure which is affected by projects that belong to the past and which were adjudged to have been procured not consistently with the expectations of our supply chain management regulations. Because these are factors that are outside the current administration, but they indeed date back to that time. But the long and the short, Honorable Chair, is that we have found an organization that is at once performing extremely well, but also faced with a few challenges. And we have said, to the extent that those relate to internal controls and so on, which fall under governance, we shall be addressing them. Cue to which we are holding a retreat, board retreat on the 1st and the 2nd of November, and you've agreed with the CEO that that is going to focus strictly on these challenges and with a view to trying to get the organization now from an unqualified audit opinion to a clean audit opinion. So I'd like to go as far as that, please, Honorable Chair, with your permission, and say thank you very much to the committee.
Thank you. If you can, CEO, introduce the entire team on behalf of the chairperson of the board, and beyond that, start making a presentation.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Good morning, Honorable Chair. Good morning, Honorable Members of the Portfolio Committee on Transport. Thank you very much for inviting us to present on our integrated report today. From the Shareholder Department, Honorable Chair, I have Mr. Prasant Mohan, who is representing the DG, Mr. Chris Labisa, who unfortunately could not be with us today. I also have from the Sandwell team the company secretary, Ms. Alice Matthew. Next to Alice is Mr. Lo Kanemeya, who is the executive for engineering. Next to Lo, we have Ms. Fortunate Mashabela, who is in the finance department. She is the lady responsible for putting together the financial statements, so you've got the right person in the house to deal with financial matters. She's representing our chief financial officer, Ms. Inga Mulder, who unfortunately had a little accident at the weekend and is not able to join us today. Next to her is Mr. Thabiso Malahlea, who is the head of strategy at Sanlam. And of course, I am Skumbuzo Makozoma, the CEO at Sanlam. I will then proceed with the presentation, Chair. Chair, this is the second year that Sanlam is presenting an integrated report. We started last year. Prior to that, we were presenting annual reports. We decided to adopt the integrated report approach because that is what is espoused by the good governance practices as recommended by King, and also it is the right thing to do going forward. In the reports, you will find two volumes. Volume 1 specifically focuses on Sunroll's performance from a technical perspective, and Volume 2 focuses on governance as well as financial statements of the company, just so that it's easy for you to navigate. We have retained the presentation format that we used last year for the integrated report because the feedback we got from the committee was that it is a very good format that allows the committee members to easily follow what is contained in the actual integrated report. Starting with the manufactured capital, the committee will see that in terms of the length of the road network that we are responsible for, Sanral administers a total of 22,214 kilometers of roads, and we are happy to confirm that we maintain each and every kilometer of that 22,214 kilometers per annum. And that target this year was also met 100%. The percentage of roads that are tolled in our network is 13%. In terms of toll road management, 57% of those roads are administered by Sanral directly through what we call state toll schemes, and 43% of that network is concessioned out to the private sector through concession agreements. And that would be, in the main, the N4, Bakwena, Toll Highway. It would be the Maputo Development Corridor. And it would be the N3 TC on the N3 corridor down to Durban. In terms of the metrics we use to measure the performance of roads, the roads offering smooth travel sit at 97% at Sanral, which is an improvement on the international benchmark. The roads with texture safe in wet conditions sit at 99% of our network. Again, a statistic that is above an international benchmark in that regard. And 9,874 bridges that we have, 93% of them are in good condition. This diagram, Chairperson, shows you the network that Sunrail is responsible for, and the color scheme mimics the color code that we use to describe the condition of the network. The blue denotes your very good network. The green denotes the good network. The orange or yellow, denotes the fair condition. The red denotes the poor condition, and the purple denotes the very poor condition. The most important thing to observe here, Chairperson, is that in total, Sunrail has only 4.1% of its road network in poor to very poor condition. The international benchmark in this regard is 10%. Sunrail also has more than 60% of its road network being in good and very good condition, currently close to about 64%. It is my wish as CEO during my tenure to push the company towards making sure that we approach 70% in that regard. But by all standards and measures, 64% of your network being in good and very good condition is excellent. From a funding capital perspective, spending on non-toll roads amounted to 12 billion in the year that has gone past, and spending on toll roads has amounted to 3.6 billion. There is a measured decrease on the toll side, particularly because of the challenges that we have faced in relation to the toll portfolio, the general anti-toll sentiment, the financial sustainability challenges at Sunrail, our inability to raise funding from the bond market in the intervening period, and a resultant delay of certain projects that were at the beginning of the year decisively moved outside of the medium-term expenditure framework to try and make sure that we are prudent in managing financial exposure from a debt perspective where Sunrail is concerned until this big challenge of the e-toll problem is addressed. Sunrail is also playing in the intellectual capital space. We are doing a lot of research. We've got partnerships with institutions of higher learning and industry associations to try and make sure that we improve on the technologies that we apply in the development and maintenance of the road network system. There is an effort that is going into the use of nanotechnology to stabilize materials in terms of the material that we use for the pavement structure itself. Electronic toll transactions at conventional plazas is up from 42% compared to the previous year. We have implemented what we call the interoperability technology. So with the e-toll tag that you would get if you were moving in the Gauteng toll scheme, you can now freely drive through all of the other toll schemes across the country. This technologically is a big success that South Africa should celebrate. It's something that is not usual and regular elsewhere in the world, that you move through different toll schemes with one mechanism. And we have seen the popularity and uptake from South African citizens. So irrespective of where you live, with the tag, you can move on any toll scheme and be able to proceed without having to physically stop and pay either using cash or a credit card. So it's a good technology. We've also set up what we call a technical innovation hub in our Cape Town office here. That facility we want to use to do cutting-edge research in the area of smart roads for us to be able to develop technology that we can apply in our road network to improve the performance of safety, make sure that we've got good traffic flow management and also incident management to be able to make sure that people are able to move when the accidents, we're able to clear them quickly, and we use that technology to make sure that the performance of the road network from a safety perspective improves. In terms of social and relationship capital, the work performed by SMMEs in this financial year amounts to 3 billion. In this period, the total Sunrail budget was in total around 20 billion. So 3 billion of that went specifically to SMMEs. 59% is the percentage of contracts that went to black-owned SMMEs. in particular. And 77% is the value of the work that was done by black-owned companies. Work opportunities, we created some 36,678. That translates to just over 15,000 equivalent jobs in the financial year. We trained some 3,421 individuals during the course of the year. We provided road safety education for some 38,462 individuals in the financial year. And we implemented community development projects worth 367 million. It is important to note here, Chair, that Horizon 2030 has decided that going forward, every national road project at SANRAL will have a community development component. And over and above that, we will, working with the Minister, be able to identify other community development projects that are not linked to national roads that may be pressing from time to time that we would need to implement as well. So this is now going to be a conventional program that is budgeted for annually to make sure that for every national road project we have, we are able to intervene in communities adjacent to the national road network. This is a schematic presentation of the statistics I have given in the previous page. In terms of the work that has gone to SMMEs, you would see that in terms of contracts awarded, which is the dark blue, you've got 59% going to black-owned SMMEs and 77% by value going to black SMMEs. White-owned SMMEs still benefit to a lesser extent, which is the correct approach because we need to make sure that more black companies begin to participate in the construction economy. There is a category of non-compliant contracts that emerged during the course of the year, not at tender stage, we must emphasize. In certain cases, you find that while the work is continuing, there's probably one or two things that the suppliers, because they're emerging, don't pay attention to. Maybe their certificate from a BE perspective lapses and they need to correct that and so on. On the right-hand side, again, it's just a diagrammatic articulation of the work that has gone to SMMEs in the community development projects specifically. Job opportunities, again, we're trying to show here the progress that has been made over the past 3 years in this regard. You will see that in majority, your older men and women still dominate participation in SANRAL projects, but there is a concerted effort to bring in the youth to a more degree going forward. You will see that in terms of percentage split, there's a fair allocation to both females and males in the projects that SANRAL implements on an annual basis. The slide diagram on the right shows progress made in terms of work opportunities generated and the equivalent full-time employment that would have amounted from those opportunities. Dating back to 2015-16, we peaked around 2016-17, and there was a slight decline in 2017-18. The slight decline is really as a result of the capital budget not being fully expended due to some of the challenges that were experienced with the introduction of the new PPPFA regulations and the complications that arose on site. The chairperson will be familiar in the committee with the reports we've provided of how projects have been disrupted on site, leading to delays and those kinds of things. In terms of workers receiving training, again, we are demonstrating a trend in relation to the three financial years from 2015-16 to 2017-18. There was growth from 15-16 to 16-17, but naturally because of the disruptions and certain of the work not being able to be completed, there was a decline for 17-18. From a natural capital, SANRAL is committed to ensuring that all of the projects we implement are fully compliant with environmental regulations, and SANRAL makes sure that with every project there's a clear environmental plan that is implemented in accordance with the EIAs that we get for approvals in terms of implementing the projects that we do. Just as we are concerned about the environment, we are concerned about conserving resources like water and the natural materials like aggregates that we use in our projects. From a human capital perspective, SANRAL in itself only has 396 employees. This is what many people get shocked when we report, because unlike an ESCOM that would have 48,000 people, SANRAL only has 396 people. And these are the people that administer the entire 22,000 kilometers of road network across the country, a large percentage of which would be engineers, since, of course, our core mandate is to develop and maintain roads. Annual staff turnover is very low at SANRAL at 2.5%. External bursaries that are given amount to a total of 161. Interns placed in SANRAL projects amount to 198. This is a very important intervention, Chairperson, because over and above the people that we employ within SANRAL, we do realize that fresh graduates have a general challenge of not having experience when they apply for work. So with the benefit of the projects that we implement, we do instruct our professional teams in contractors and consultants to absorb interns so that they get the exposure and the experience. Internally within SANRAL, we have awarded a total of 72 bursaries to our own employees to also further their own studies. For the men, I must apologize, but the females at SANRAL say it's very easy to differentiate those colors. To me, they look almost the same, but we are trying to demonstrate the split from a demographics perspective in terms of the staff that we have within SANRAL. Just to demonstrate that in the first slide, which is that pie chart, you have about 2% being top management, 29% being senior management, 21% being experienced professionals. Then you've got a big 40% in terms of skilled, qualified workers and junior management, and 8% being semi-skilled and unskilled workers. In terms of the ratio between males and females, you will see that at top management, we are smack on 50-50. In terms of senior management, you still have a dominance of males at 73%. In terms of professionals, you've got a majority that are women. Skilled and junior management, you've got a majority that are women. And in terms of semi and unskilled, you also have a majority that are women. In terms of the employee distribution by population group, in the top right corner, we've demonstrated the progress we've made over the past 3 years. The African component has moved from 46% in 2015-16 to 54% in 2017-18. The colored and Indian communities are being managed down towards the averages in the EAP of the country along with the white community. And this is informed by the employment equity plan that SANRAL was implementing in the period that was between 2015-16 and 2017-18. We do have a new employment equity plan, Chairperson, that is going to govern the work that is being done from this financial year. In the bottom right corner, you have a breakdown by population group in terms of the different levels of management within the company. Again, at top management level, you will see that there's been tremendous improvement on the African component. We are now at par with our white counterparts in terms of leadership at that level. Senior management, again, the African component is comparable to the white component, although the white component is still pipping the African component a bit. In terms of professionals and middle management, the majority are now African, which means we are making progress with training African people technically to be able to run engineering entities like SANRAL. Skilled and junior management, again, the majority is now African. And of course, what is predictable is that in semi and unskilled levels, you would still have the majority being African people. But we are working very hard to always make sure that those that have potential are given the opportunity to develop and grow. This slide gives an articulation of the scholarships and its breakdown by race. Again, SANRAL did take a bit of criticism as a consequence of one photo that people had seen in social media in terms of where our money is going in terms of training people. But this diagram will clarify and settle that debate. Africans get the lion's share of the scholarships that we give at high school level, sitting at 60%. Colored people then take 3%, Indian people take 5%, and the white component 32%. If we look at scholarships in terms of gender, you will see that we are progressing towards parity. Boys still take 53% and girls take 47%. This is an articulation of the work that we are doing in media and communications and marketing. It's an important component of the work that we do because we feel that SANRAL has a lot of work to do to empower and inform South African society about the work that we do and the value that we bring to both South African society and the economy of South Africa. So the money that we invest in these different publications that we have should never be seen as a waste of resources. Of course, if you compare it to our entire budget, it's negligible, but it's absolutely important that we spend money in these areas so that South Africans are empowered to understand exactly what role SANRAL plays in improving their lives and contributing to economic growth. And the general feedback we've received from the public is that the level of detail and content we put in these documents is absolutely empowering, and we are able to have better conversations around what SANRAL should and should not be doing going forward. We are not just looking at the input side, Chairperson, we also look at the output side. If you look at this diagram, it shows you the statistics from a media perspective that we track to see generally what the sentiment is about SANRAL in the media. Prior to my joining, the negative media sentiment was dominant. We took a strategic decision not to fight with the people that differ with us on the approaches that we use. We took a decision to invite them to SANRAL and engage with them. We took a decision not to engage in fistfights and mudslinging in the media, but we took a decision to focus on the work that we do so that the results of our delivery are able to vindicate us where we are criticized. We also decided from time to time, through proper content, we will set the record straight where we feel the media may have misrepresented facts, but in general, we are not in the space of doing fistfights in the media anymore. And I think the results are beginning to show. In majority, if you look at the period from about January to March this financial year, 2018, you will see that the neutral sentiment has been the most dominant. Second to that is positive sentiment, and then negative sentiment is last. From March this year, we have introduced a new measure, which is mixed sentiments, because we found that some articles may be majority positive, but there is some negativity in them. So just to be fair and practical, let's also represent those. So when we come back to present in the next year, you will see the trend as well. We've only started in March. That's why you are seeing a dot there. This is just further detail of the statistics that we are producing from a social media perspective. Again, Chairperson, we must say that 2-3 years ago, SANRAL had no visibility in social media. But right now, in fact, we are beating even our own shareholder department, the Department of Transport, in terms of the activity that we have in social media. And the feedback is encouraging. From a corporate performance perspective, of course, the integrated report itself will have the detail, This is the performance in accordance with what the committee would have approved as the annual performance plan that SANRAL would have tabled at the beginning of the previous financial year in March 2017. The first strategic objective, which was managing national roads, we had a total of 10 targets and we achieved all of them. In terms of providing safe roads, we had 3 targets, we achieved all of them. In terms of supporting government's targeted programs, from a scholarship perspective, we had 9 targets and we achieved 8. The reason why we did not meet the entire 100% there was because the applications that were received in certain areas did not meet all of the criteria that were set to be able to be awarded bursaries, and the time it would have taken to run another process would have meant that people would have missed enrollment periods at institutions of higher learning. Cooperative working relationships, we've got a target of 3 and we're able to achieve 2. Again here it relates to certain of the work that depends on other authorities when we've done the work that we do. SANRAL assists the Department of Transport with the update of technical guidelines for roads designs and development, and of course those documents must be approved by accreditation bodies in the country, and that's where the delay happened. The one target on the governance side relates to our fraud hotline, which was adequately met. From a sustainability perspective, the targets as they were set were met. Of course, this does not negate the fact that financial sustainability at SANRAL remains a continuing challenge that must be addressed. In terms of research, innovation and best practice, there are 3 targets that were set and 1 was achieved. On the right, we do explain certain of the things that were required before the achievement of the full target would have been met. From a reputation perspective, I've just shared the work that we've done in marketing and communications, and so all of the targets there were met. And from an environmental sustainability perspective, the 1 target again was met. So in total, out of a total of 35 targets, we were able to meet 31, which gives us a performance as a company of 88%. Moving to Volume 2, Chairperson, which is the financial statements of the company. Again, the integrated report, Volume 2, will have more detail on our performance, save to give summaries here. In terms of assets, we've got non-current assets sitting at 375 billion. This, of course, largely comprises our infrastructure. The current assets, of course, would comprise the income that would have been obtained from the toll scheme, JPIP in itself, as well as monies from government. From an equity perspective, you've got 271 billion and liabilities of 116 million. Non-current at 100 and current liabilities at 15. Statement of profit and loss. Of course, the total revenue amounts to some 16 billion in this financial year. Operating expenses are, of course, largely money that we would spend either on maintenance or capital works for that financial year. In this particular financial year, 87% of that figure would have gone to maintenance because of the delays and challenges that we will have had on the capital works side. On the operating loss or profit, you will see that for the year, SANRAL has a loss of 260 million, which is a significant improvement from the prior year loss of 4.9 billion. Of course, in every year, we do revalue the road network infrastructure that SANRAL is responsible for, and at the end of the year, we are able to then adjust accordingly based on that revaluation. In this year, the adjustment amounts to the figure of 22 billion. Statement of cash flows. Again, you will see there that cash generated from operations amount to some 4.4 billion, and the finance costs amount to just over 4 billion. giving us a net cash from operating activities of 1.2 billion. The net cash from investing activities is a negative 8.694 because that money is invested, so it's not available to Sanral. And then, of course, the net cash from financing activities is the money that either we would have generated through interest and from borrowings and so on, or the money that was capitalized from the allocations obtained from transport. We tend to capitalize the capital portion of the budget that is committed to projects, and we then bring it on stream in the year that that project gets delivered. So the total cash and cash equivalents amount to 7.6 billion. Chairperson, we have achieved another unqualified opinion. This is the 15th straight unqualified opinion that Sanral receives from the Auditor General. Of course, there are key audit matters that the Auditor General has lifted, and we are very comfortable with that because it gives information to our stakeholders and it highlights the things that are not concerns right now but may present a significant risk going forward in the Sanral business. The first area, of course, is the impairment and collectability of trade receivables at Sanral, largely relating to the ETOL scheme. And as a result, you will see in the financials that the impairment of debt has grown from last year's 3.6 billion to just over 6 billion this year. The revaluation of the road network and road structures is always a matter of interest at the AG because they need to satisfy themselves that when we do revalue our network, we use industry acceptable methods, and so they do audit that through a technical team that they also appoint to do this, and the AG is indicating that it is fairly comfortable that the way that we do it is satisfactory. The going concern assessment, again, is something that will continue to be with us, as the chairperson has correctly pointed out, until we sort out the ETOL matter. If you remove the ETOL challenge, Sanral's financials are very healthy. It is really this one issue that is holding us back, and we sincerely hope that we will get the correct political guidance as soon as possible in this regard. These are matters of emphasis that were raised by the AG. These are issues that were picked up during the audit process. And in terms of the restatement of corresponding figures, all of those that were picked up were corrected, and hence the unqualified audit that we obtained. The impairments, of course, needed to happen, governed by the legislation that relates to us needing to assess the collectability of the debt that we have and make an informed decision what portion of our debt should be impaired. The irregular expenditure, chairperson, I'm very happy to state that Sanral is making progress. You will see in the next slide the kind of progress we are making with dealing with irregular expenditure within the company. So the chairperson will recall that a few years dating back, the Auditor General had deemed some of the projects in the routine road maintenance contract to have been irregular retrospectively, amounting to some total 10 billion rands worth of irregular expenditure. That expenditure has been carried in the past financial years according to the blue chart on the screen. We are fortunate and happy to indicate to you that we are out of that cycle now. This financial year signals the last of the irregular expenditure that was classified under the routine road maintenance contract, and there shall be no more going forward. What the AG had used as a basis to deem all of that expenditure irregular has been addressed. We are now using the lowest acceptable tender as per the PPFA regulations to award tenders. We still believe the approach that Sanral was using, that model that we had adopted in partnership with the Investor of Pretoria, is the correct model, and we will continue to engage National Treasury so that at least we get their approval to use that model, because we feel that is the appropriate model to use. using the lowest acceptable tender is not always in the best interest of service delivery. It is not even in the interest of the contractors that win tenders with us, because a lot of them are not able to sustain themselves financially to complete the work. The orange is the regular expenditure that happens in the current year, and you will see there that it's only 119 million that has been picked up in the current financial year. So we are making progress in this regard, and we have implemented measures to make sure that it has our staff in their pockets going forward in terms of making sure that we eliminate audit findings. For the first time this year, Chairperson, we had consulted with staff and we reached an agreement that for repeat findings, we are going to take the total company performance, which is sitting at 88%, and reduce it by the amount of repeat findings that we have. This year, Chairperson, that total score was reduced by 30%, which means all of the people whose bonuses rely on company performance had a 30% cut in what would have been due to them based on this format that we are now using. Of course, people are not happy with us, Chair, but it's something that we have to do to drive the message to our people that we need to do the best we can to eliminate irregular expenditure and other audit findings. Chairperson, let me stop there. I understand that the integrated reports would have been forwarded to members early, so members would possibly know exactly the kind of questions they would need to ask. If they would refer us to the right sections of the integrated report, we will happily be able to deal with the questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Makozoma. While you were making a presentation, we were joined by Honorable Advocate Faita Mulauzi. If you can just, by show of hands. We were also joined by Honorable Shelembe, like I indicated. Some will join us along the way. You are heartily welcomed, Honorable Members. I just want to send my 1,000 apologies for starting before your arrival. Honorable Members, there we are, the presentation from Sandral. As I was going through these two documents, I was asking myself, are the university students using this documents, because they are a very good read and very helpful if you're doing, doesn't matter what kind of studies, it's very, very informative. Honorable members, can I see show of hands, is there other takers? Honorable Treko, Honorable Humsinga, Honorable Defreitas, Honorable Sibande, just like that, and then it will come on the front seat here from the fellow fighter. Welcome. When I was asking him what has really helped him, what made him to be late, he says he was busy with VBS. I don't... I don't know what is it that he has to do with VBS. And I just thought, maybe he's the king, so that's why he was busy with VBS. Honorable Kako.
Thank you, Chairperson. I welcome the presentation, and we received the documents on time. Thank you for that. But on a lighter note, Chair, let me give credit sometimes to what we see on the roads. I once saw the designs on the roads in the Eastern Cape, the road from Tata to Port St. John's. The designs there, it was as if I was in a different country. That's a credit. But I need an update on what I was promised about the designs on the Butterworth crisis that was in the Eastern Cape. Chair, coming to the presentation, let me first start by on the representation by population in organizations. Chair, sometimes you have these different people, different according to race, doing the same job, but in some of